messed me up with the education thing, you see. You know, well, what the hell is going on? You know, what is happening? You know, he'd say, run, you know, I'd run, I'd be the last one running, you know, and this kind of thing. He'd say, fire the gun, I'd fire the gun better than everybody. You know, he'd say, inspection, you know. Well, that was that competition thing that I developed in that football thing. You know, that everywhere it was, that I was going to do the best, to be the best that I could put down. And it was usually enough to be number one or to be the best of everywhere group thing that I was with. So, you know, I found out that they didn't like that. You know, that they didn't want, they wanted you to lay down for an inspection, you know, but they wanted the inspection to where they could find something wrong. You know, and I was just determined that there wasn't going to be anything wrong with me because this is regulation. I was strictly a number one regulation Marine, you know. So now I'm just fresh out of college, you know, and all this shit. I didn't smoke and drink. I was in pretty good condition, you know, and I could run. I could run for days, you know, it didn't matter, you know, I was in good shape. And I fired everyone. Well, my first hassle came when you get a prize. You had a little portable radio. That was the thing for the highest mark thing on the rifle range. So me and this boy from Harrison, Arkansas, you know, we were the highest score thing. I had a 238 and he had a 235. You know, and I just knew that I had won the radio, you know. And the dude, my drill instructor, gave that radio thing to that dude. And I said, no, man, that's my radio. I won that radio. I had the highest score, you know, of the whole thing. I said, no, no, you didn't. I said, yes, it is, too. The judges and everything had, you know, they had done said that my score was the highest. And he gave it to that dude. And I could not take that. I could not take that, you know. I couldn't take it. And me and this dude got in a hassle, man, you know, which was, I guess it was a little kiddish. But I had made a special effort to do concentration while firing that weapon, you know, to do that, you know, to win that, you know. And he didn't give it to me, man. And I just, that was more than I could take. You know, me and him had a fight. So we had a fight and I wind up in the brig, you know, and all this shit, you know. That was my first thing. So I go to the brig for 30 days, you know, because I hit the drill instructor. Okay, I come out. I'm A number one squared away, Marine still, you know. So, you know, they sent me to, after I got out of boot camp, they sent me to this Amtrak things, you know, this land and sea vehicle. So, you know, I had to learn all the functions of that, you know, the motor works and the tracks works and how much weight it was and all this kind of thing. Well, I just got off into that. I just got off right off into that to where my tractor was the command tractor. The company commander selected my tractor to be the command tractor. Okay, which this put me in a hellacious position again because I'm just coming into the company and dudes that had been there, you know, for a long time and shit, you know. Then, cause my tractor was squared away, I kept it clean and painted, you know, and all this kind of thing. Cause, you know, it was just that competitive thing again, you know, that I just, what it was, I wanted to do the best. Okay. So we did that, you know, everything was, you know, pretty cool to where, you know, the captain told me that I could go, you know, TAD 3 months. What's to TAD? Play. That's, you know, you just go play football. You know, what it is that you wanted to, I could play for Camp Pendleton's team, you know, if I was good enough to make it, you know. So I went out for the team. I went out for linebacker and made the team, and they traveled, you know, to Camp Lejeune and down in Florida.